Well, a gun charge against Hunter Biden has been dropped today by a judge, and I want to tell you all about it. But first, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's CMMG. You might not see it because of that wicked cool pattern that's on that long thing. Guys and gals, CMMG makes a lot of those things, some shorter than others, some go boom and bang, some have bigger seeds than others. But either way, they dispense freedom. And they're American-made by Americans in Missouri, and I'll be out there about a week and a half to see these fellers and fellettes over there. You can save a ton of money if you happen to shop. Use code GNG10. You know how to find them. Can't say it, because this place is ridiculous. And while you're at it, subscribe to this channel down below if you want to stay in the know about all of the ridiculousness related to the Second Amendment. Like this case we're going to talk about right here. Yeah. A gun count that had been part of the collapsed plea deal in the Hunter Biden case was dismissed today, just about 2 hours ago, as the judge signed off on the prosecution's request to do so. The prosecution said, you know, judge, we should drop this charge. Now, the order was signed by U.S. District Court Judge Mary Ellen Noreika, N-O-R-E-I-K-A, that formally removed the gun possession charge that has now been replaced by an unrelated three-count indictment filed in July. Now, Bobo Biden's son is charged, as you should know, with violating the federal law barring drug users from possessing firearms when he bought a revolver in 2018, which was a period of time where even Hunter Biden acknowledged he was addicted to crack cocaine. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Now, Hunter pleaded not guilty earlier this month as the case moves toward potential trial. Now, Hunter's lawyers have said that he didn't break the law. Well, yeah, he frickin' clearly did. But they plan to push for dismissal of those indictments on grounds that that law violates the Second Amendment. And I agree, it does violate the Second Amendment. Now, remember, he was originally expected to plead guilty to this misdemeanor tax count thing in the agreement with the prosecutors to avoid prosecution on the gun possession charge if he stayed clean and out of trouble. You know, Daddy was going to make that happen. But that deal collapsed in July after the Republicans started to actually do their jobs in Congress. Now, if Hunter were like you or me, or if Hunter were a Republican, he'd be in friggin' prison, just like you or I, if we did this. Bought a gun while being a drug user in violation of 922G. Lying on a 4473 form. Lying to our FFL to procure a firearm that we knew we were a prohibited person of buying. Yes, if we did that, we would go to jail. And I also agree that those are illegal. What say you? Interesting. Remember, Firearms Policy Coalition has offered to help Hunter Biden fight these charges. It would be cool if his attorney took up that help. And the Second Amendment, or one of the biggest laws in violation of the Second Amendment, 922G, the prohibited persons because of drugs, that was shattered, and a Biden's name was attached to it. Oh man, the gun controllers' heads would blow up. Let me know what you think down below. And don't forget, check out some of those cool things at that cool place and use that wicked cool code GNG10. I'll see you all in the next one. Take care.